Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
I'm
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We're also live on Facebook, and we got a really great show for you right now. We have an hour with one of the legends up in Lilydale, New York. Lilydale, New York is one of the oldest spiritual centers in North America. If you don't know about Lilydale, Google it. That's where it a lot of spiritual activity has started, and a lot of the greats are at. And one guy that is truly gifted, he's been up in Lilydale about 50 years. His name is Reverend Gregory Keene, and he joins us on Thursday evenings. And we are blessed to have him, and he takes your phone calls. And Greg not only gives you validated information on the questions you asked, but also brings up things you didn't ask about, and he's dead on those too. So it is amazing to have Greg on. So call into the show, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to speak to Greg, okay? That's what you do to get on board. And again, if you're on the Facebook Live there, if you guys can share this out, since we got a new guest, we have to reshare. If you guys can share this out to spiritual groups, be grateful to you. And if you'd share out to 10 groups or more, then let me know your area code when you're done sharing, and I'll bring you up as one of our next callers. And lastly, again, as we mentioned before the show, our homeless mission, Love in Action, as we're now going into our second year, especially as cold as it is. I know it's cold everywhere, pretty much. And here in Oklahoma City, it's no different. And Thursday is a really important day for us because it's right before I go out on Friday and Saturday, especially on my days off to help the homeless. And any amount you can donate is greatly appreciated. But if you go ahead and donate $49, we can put a homeless family in a hotel that is warm, clean. They can get cleaned up and have a safe environment to sleep and not out in a tent or something, which I see a lot of. And if you do donate that, we will give you an extra 10 minutes today with Greg. Now, some people have asked and have donated 100. And if you do that, we'll give you an extra 20 minutes right now with Greg. So there's a big thank you from us here at Journey into the Light. And more importantly, Love in Action. Now, if you can donate, of course, as we've said before in our whole 10 years, just call in and we'll take the calls in order as received for free readings, okay? Now, we do have a lot of calls, but we do have another show after this, okay? So we're going to be on the air still for another 2.5 to 3 hours, okay? And if you have donated to the mission, let me know so that we can bring you up next. Our caller. Okay, let's get on with the show then, and let's go ahead and go to Lilydale. Let's bring in Reverend Gregory Keene. Greg, welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back, too. And it's a wonderful, wonderful weather we're having here. I don't know what you got out there, but we're about buried in snow.
You've been buried every week. What's you up to now? How much snow you got, Greg?
Well, we had another foot and a half here. And basically, about a night and a day, we had about a foot and a half again. So we're getting it. And I'm waiting because I've been looking at all the storms and everything going down through the south. And I'm going to be on my way to Florida here shortly. But I was looking at, see, I have a class for this next Wednesday. I have a class in Florida to do down in Bonita Beach. And I'm looking at the idea of possibly canceling that if we don't get out of here soon enough, because we've had such bad weather all over that I wasn't the one to drive through all that.
Well, wow. You might have to stay there. You might not get out.
Well, I figure in between things here, I mean, I got the living room piled up with stuff, and it's ready to go. All we need to do is throw it in the car and be on our way, but it's been such bad weather, I don't want to drive, you know, two-thirds of the trip with nasty weather.
Yeah, wow. What a winter. So you said you're up to how many feet of snow again?
Well, last measurement was 6.5 feet. We've added probably 2.5 to that.
Oh, my goodness. 2.5 to that. That's about 9 feet of snow, Greg.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a lot of snow. It's a lot of snow. We just dug the cars out yesterday, and we took snow off the top of the cars that had to be 3.5 feet deep piled on the cars. And to dig your way around them enough to get in the car was a feat. So it was real interesting to, you know, finally get them out of the snow. Because Christmas Day, we just stayed in the house and watched the snow because it snowed for about 3 days straight. I mean, it just kept coming nonstop.
Wow, this is, you've been on this show, you know, just about, like I said, 10 years. I don't remember this much snow ever when you've been on here on the 10 years.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. I've been telling a few friends of mine that when it comes to this coming winter again, we're going to be out of here probably in the first or second week in November. We're not dealing with this again.
Yeah, I would agree.
Last year it was beginning of January we were going to go, and we didn't get out of here until the end of January because the weather was so bad. And this year we're definitely going to see about getting out of here within a few days. But we'll see what happens here with the weather, because not only do you have bad weather here, but you've had so much bad weather over the United States headed south. And I'm thinking about possibly, due to the weather, take the western route instead of the eastern route, and it'll keep us away from the coastal area for a while.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. That sounds like a plan. It'll save you in the long run, totally.
Yeah.
Definitely leave earlier next year, maybe around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have Thanksgiving and get in the car.
Right, after you eat the bird, get in the car and go. I love snow.
So did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, we had a good holiday. But, you know, we got cold like everybody else, but we haven't had a lick of, maybe a few flurries, but that's it. And so the first amount of moisture is coming in about 7 days, but then the temperature is going to be up to 50. So there you go. We want snow here. So, you know, so it's either one or the other. Either you have too much or you don't have any. So,
yeah.
Oh, well.
That'll be pretty neat to have some snow.
Yes, it would. It would. And they got us all excited for the holidays, possible snow. And but they said it was 10 days out. So I told my son, don't believe it. Not 10 days out. And sure enough, we didn't get anything. So.
Well, it's been real funny here because I really don't believe the weathermen at all. They've been making comments that this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and oh, we're getting an inch or two and you end up with a foot and a half. You know, it's just been crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely a crazy winter. Well, let's see what the folks are on the phone lines. How does that sound, Greg?
Sure, sounds great.
Okay, so all right. So call in, and again, if you do donate to the homeless mission, let me know. I will come to you in the screening room to get your name, so please be by your phone. When you do come on here, please have everything in the background turned off, okay? You know, anything, any radio, any Facebook Live or any of that, okay? So so Greg and everybody can hear you nice and clear, okay? All right, so let's go to our first call up. Let's go to Georgia, 404. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Thank you very much. I'm Nancy.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Where are you calling from?
From Georgia.
Alrighty. What's your question?
So I reported somebody in my workplace for some things that I've been noticing over the last couple years, and I just kind of had enough and reported her anonymously. And she also did something personally to me, which I didn't include in the report, but I just found out that she thinks it's, or she knows or has a feeling that it's me who's reported her.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see, and I reported it anonymously, like I said. I'm just trying to see because it just morally felt right to do. Do you get there's going to be some sort of animosity in the workplace with her? Because
I feel the animosity, but I also feel an energy with her that I want to say mentally she's a bit out of whack, and I feel an energy there that someone that is either a boss or a manager recognizes her attitude and recognizes the energy that she carries, and I feel they understand that she's a bit whacked out. Would that make sense there?
Yes, it does. I just didn't.
And I have the feeling here it's coming up that she did some personal things to you. But what I feel coming up is I see her getting caught at it because I see her pulling something else and I see her getting caught at it. And I feel when she's caught at it, it's going to take her back a bit because I feel there's going to be a way that the way she does it is going to be something you're going to be able to document very easily. And I feel like that way it's going to be a protection for you.
Okay. So you feel like she's going to be trying to do other things towards me? Personally?
Well, I feel that, yeah, she'll do some other things towards you, but the thing I'm seeing is your ability to be able to put a stop to it because I'm seeing you letting people know at a higher level what's really going on. And I feel it's going to take them back a bit to think that she would go as far as she has in doing the things she's done, and that's going to come to a head. So I want to say be aware of it. You'll be fine. I don't see a big problem with that. And I feel you're going to be doing just great with things in your work and your place. I don't see any problem with your place. And would you recognize also some of the things she does is some of the things you do?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. You just went out for a minute there.
Okay. Some of the things that she does in work is some of the things that you do in work also?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, I want to take and document what you're doing, and I want to make sure that you're on record as to what work you've done and that you can go back and trace your work, because the feeling I have here is I see you're wanting to mess with some work and possibility of making it look like you're not doing your work.
Okay, I see.
So just be aware.
Just be aware.
Keep an eye on that.
Okay. And do you feel like that's the kind of sabotage that she's going to try to do to me that I'll report it to higher up?
Right. And that's what I feel there. You know, remove some records from your desk. Do something where it would be disruptive to you and possibly make it look like you made mistakes, where in reality you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. Do you feel like upper management will catch on to that?
Well, that's where I'm seeing you reporting the idea that it happened, and that it's something there that you're going to let people know, and I don't feel you're going to do it anonymously. What at this point matters whether it's anonymous or not, and I just see you reporting the fact that, hey, this is what she's really doing.
Okay. It's just a very negative workplace, and I really want to leave. Do you see that happening for me soon at all?
I feel the opportunity to leave there is coming up, and I feel it's going to give you the ability to have freedom of being out of there. But what I see happening is I see another door opening for new work, new job. I feel when the door opens, you're going to take the steps in that direction, and it's going to work very well. I just see it as a matter of timing, because you see some of these things that are happening – I really feel spiritually it's pushing you forward to make the decisions and take the steps you need to that you wouldn't have voluntarily on your own done if you wouldn't have had things happening there that was discomfortable.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it. Just morally in my heart, I was just pushed to after observing things she's done
to other
people.
And that's what I mean.
Here's
the universe telling you that, come on, it's time to change, and that these things are motivating you to make the change. And once you take that time to allow yourself to be motivated in that way, that's going to work well for you, and it's going to be a good energy.
Awesome. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you. Really gave me a
peace of mind. You're welcome. Also,
thank you.
You've been having a thought recently about a possibility of changing your vehicle.
Yes, I have. Both of them are acting out,
Because they're just showing me a new ignition key, and I kept seeing decisions about changing the vehicle, and that's coming up sooner than you think. And when it lines up, it's like I see it taking the steps. Even though there's a little hesitancy, I see it taking the steps to this new vehicle, and I feel like very dependable, good on gas. It's a real nice vehicle, and I see it as so dependable that it's like that's going to be one less thing to be concerned over or worry about. You know, it's like that just won't even be a factor anymore. But you'll be fine.
Awesome. Wonderful. Because I'm just wanting to change everything out in my life and just start a new company this year. So I'm just trying to work on me. I really appreciate that.
Well, you're making a lot of changes, because I feel with you, it's like, where am I investing time, energy, love, and emotions? Where am I placing my work life? Where am I placing my private life? You've already cleaned out some people out of your life recently, and you felt like you don't want them in your life anymore.
Yes, absolutely. I did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, dear. You take care of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Casey.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We're here with Reverend Gregory Keene from Lilydale. And we're taking your calls here this hour. John Crowley, medium, is coming up next hour, so stay with us. We've got a lot of hours here left here on Journey into Life. If you want to speak to Greg, make sure when you're called in, you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay? Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard is what you do. Let's go next to Florida. Let's bring in Stacy to the call. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy. How you doing?
I'm doing great at the moment.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Okay, last year for me was very rough. I had a lot of losses, a lot of eye-whitening experiences, and I just wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me for 2018.
Actually, I feel good energy here, because I feel you've been cleaning things out, and you don't have the same turmoil you had before, because I feel you're cleaning people out of your life, and you're actually cleaning out some circumstances out of your life that you're not going to allow them to pull on you so hard, because that was really hard on you for a while.
Yep.
And I see you now regrouping in an emotional way, regrouping and coming to a much better energy. Because people don't realize this, but you went through a time there for a while that you didn't even know which end was up.
True.
And I see it now leveling out where it's going to be a lot easier on you and a lot calmer than what it had before been, because you had a lot happening. And I'm seeing you slowing your mind down a bit, because your mind can go 1,000 miles an hour, and I'm seeing you slowing down a little bit, regrouping, and really regaining a better energy in a sense of where you're wanting to be and what you're wanting to be accomplishing. And you've also been thinking about it recently about work, money, security, and the consideration of changing what you're doing with work. As I see you change work and I see you taking different steps, and it's a very positive thing, I think it's going to work very nicely for you. Just going to be a matter of timing here to get everything lined up.
Okay.
And you've been noticing recently, do you feel like your tolerance for people has gotten awfully thin?
Very. Very.
I just see you just stepping back, and it's like, I just can't handle being around all these folks anymore, and I can't allow myself to be around them anymore. I mean, where they're at, they're at.
Sure. Yep, true.
Well, I feel calm with you being more at peace and not have all of the swings and the emotions, and that's going to make a big difference. And you just recently stepped back in a relationship energy that you stepped back from, and I'm not sure whether this is love relationship or just relationship or friendship, but I feel like you've stepped back enough now, and it felt like I will not allow myself to be involved in all the negative energy that you did for a while have going.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see that settling down and being a lot calmer, and I feel that's really a very positive thing for you. That's a big, big change.
Yep.
You've been noticing recently that you've been having thoughts about actually physically moving from one environment to another.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because I kept seeing a decision being made that on one level, you're afraid of committing to it. On another level, you feel like you know you need to commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you're going to commit to it, and it's something that you know you need to do. But I feel like you are going to commit to it, and you are going to get things settled. And I can see you looking into the idea of making a physical move to a new environment. And I feel that's going to be quite nice to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you living at now?
I'm living in a townhome.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say it this way. I feel where you are served you well. It's worked well. But it's not a circumstance where you wanted to be forever. And I feel it's a matter of timing now to make the switch in the sense of where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's coming up, that you're going to make the changes. But the changes I see you making, I feel very at peace with. I don't feel any problem with that. I think it's just a matter of timing to get everything more settled. But I see you being a lot more at peace emotionally. And you've also been having the thought recently on your career that you debate a little bit about this, but certainly the thought of a different job has been on your mind. But it's also the thought, too, that it's like, what if I move into a new environment and I could take on a different career than what I've normally done?
Yeah.
Because I feel there's a part of you a little afraid of that big of a change, and then there's the part of you that feels like, I need to make the change, and I just need to take the steps in that direction and not hold back anymore.
Yeah, I'm there, but I'm so torn, you know. I know I have to, but just have to make that first step. I know it needs to be done.
Well, I'm going to say it this way. Let's put out the thought and energy of setting the intent of asking that spirit gives you the open door and shows you where and when and how to do this. Because the feeling I get here, I see the door opening for you, but I feel there's a part of you that sometimes feels like, well, you know, am I looking too hard and I'm going to miss it? Or is it something that I can be aware of and be in tune to and I'll be able to do it and do it right? And I felt the need for you to slow down a little bit and set that intent, asking spirit to help and guide you in that manner. Because that's what I see working for you and working very well for you.
Okay.
We set the prayer and intent, and we're asking Spirit to show us in a way. You know, I always send out the thought to Spirit, if there's something important coming, please make it a billboard so I can see it really clearly, and I know for sure without a doubt. And that's what I see you doing, is setting it in that form, where that way you're setting that intent in that form. And it's going to be good for you. I think it'll work very well.
Yeah.
It's going to give you the ability to have the kind of calmness you really want to have. and I feel like you're going to be moving forward in an easier and better manner.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's going to work and work well. I also feel an energy, too. Recently, on the left-hand side of your body, you've been having a problem where you get pain on the left-hand side of your body.
Yeah.
Because I get pain on the left-hand side as we're talking, and I feel like there's something going on there that you haven't got fixed yet or straightened around. I really don't think you even know what it is yet.
No.
I want to say, please check it out. I feel something minor can be taken care of, but if you leave it go, it could be a problem that would be more of a problem later. I'm not a doctor, I can't prescribe, but I want to say, please don't ignore this. I feel like it's something you've been pushing away and really not focusing on too much.
True.
And I'm seeing you regrouping and getting your energy back, because I feel like you recently have found yourself feeling a little robbed of energy, like your energy level will be lower than it should be. Excuse me. And I feel like you're going to be back on track and moving forward. So let's keep at it.
Okay. I have been.
All righty. Now, also, you've been having your left eye tear a bit?
Yeah, over the last month. Yes.
Because I keep feeling an infection in your body. I'm not a doctor and I cannot prescribe, but I feel an infection in your body. I felt the left eye tearing. I feel it's because of the jaw and tooth area, and I feel like you've had one tooth bothering you, which you've been ignoring.
That's true.
That's true?
Yeah.
And would you recognize lower teeth in the back?
Yeah.
Honey, let's get serious here and take care of yourself. I feel it's robbing you of energy. It's been giving you difficulties, and what I just mentioned about your health and all those aspects, it all ties together. So let's take care of yourself more and get back on track here. You know, you'd rather take care of other things financially than take care of you at times, and there's a need for you to take care of your own health. And I felt that you take care of that, you're going to feel much more energized, and you're going to feel much more motivated. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions?
A question is, what do you see in regards to my daughter, please?
How old is your daughter?
18.
Strong, stubborn, determined, emotionally sensitive, takes things deeply. She has a problem with her anger. She's having a difficult time here listening because I see an attitude of I know it all.
Oh, yes.
And would you recognize you're having a problem with anger?
I think she does, but she keeps it bottled on the inside and just tunes everybody out. So I would say yes.
Well, I see her not wanting to admit it, but I feel she's having a problem with anger, and it's really having an effect on her, and she's needing to regroup and regain her own energy and get herself back to the point where she can regain her energy in a better way. And she's also having a difficult time here. Let's say it in this form. She's making choices about some friendships that are not necessarily the best energy, and I feel like you've been very annoyed by it, but I'm seeing you looking at her and going, you know, when they choose to be stupid, they choose to be stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And I have to say, with her, boy, does she have a strong will. When she makes her mind up, it's like, boy, that's a strong will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to put it simply. Part of it, she's going to listen to you. Part of it, she's going to go ahead and get herself hurt over things. And then she's going to have to reevaluate. But I don't feel that she's going to reevaluate quickly or easily. It's going to take her a little bit.
Okay.
She do have a hard head.
I know that one. Because she left, so I don't know with the group of people that, you know, so I don't know anything. So I don't know what's up, but I know the company is a bad one.
Well, I'm going to put it real simple there. I see her taking some hard knocks over the friendships and in relationships she's in, because I see them as all narcissistic and users. They're manipulators, they're game players, and they're looking at her as sort of a fresh meat in the sense that she doesn't understand how they live and what they do, and she thinks she can just, you know, be in the midst of them and maneuver everything, and it's all going to be okay. And in reality,
yep,
it's really not okay.
True.
And I don't feel there's anything you can do, you know, to change her mind at this point. I mean, I see her thinking that all these friends are great.
Yep. I haven't. I just like, well, she just has to hit that concrete. And then I said to her, you will reap what you sowed. And that was it. I wasn't being harsh, but when you can't help the situation, you just let it be. Because I see what's ahead, but she doesn't see, and she doesn't listen.
Well, I'm going to put it simply. I know you're there for her, but I feel an energy there that you found recently that being there for her in one way is something that you have to stop doing and step back enough from it to let her have to take a few hard knocks here.
But I did.
Because she's resented the idea that you've rescued her, and I feel an energy there that she hasn't had the full impact of what would be, you know, deserved energy that she'd have coming back at her. She hasn't had that line up yet. And when it does, it's going to shake her up some. But at the moment, she has gotten away with having a real soft landing when she's really had some critical things occur.
Yeah.
So it's coming to a head, and she's going to have some things happen shortly that are going to really shake her up, especially on a relationship level. And I'm seeing you being a little bit of a tough love in a sense of how you're going to deal with her when she does come back. I do see her coming back. I do see her opening the door again and being in communication, but I'm seeing you looking at her and going, hey, you're the grown-up now. You made your decisions. You created your problems. Okay, I'll suggest ways of dealing with it if you ask. If you don't ask, I don't tell you.
Wow.
Make sense?
Yes. That's the way I have to deal with it, because the reality is she's not a little girl anymore, and I can't save her. You only can do so much as a parent. So that's true.
Yeah.
True what you said.
Yeah. I think it's very sad in a way that, you know, that's going on. But I also feel there's an energy there that there's really not much you can do, you know, to at this point in time change what's happening, you know.
Yeah. It was nothing. I 'cause normally I'm headstrong. I'll hold on, but as a mother, and as my child, I realized no matter what I said, no matter what I did, it wasn't going to work.
Right.
So eventually, in the last couple, I just said, I have to let go. She has to realize what's up.
And that's coming a little bit of a harsh landing there for her. But, you know, it's sad to say, but she has to have the harsh landing to make her more cautious and make her more thoughtful.
Okay. I've cried so much in these last 5 months. I couldn't believe that my own child would do the things she's done and made the choices she's made, because it's like someone I don't even know.
Well, at one point she ripped you off.
Yep. She fed me to the wolves.
Sure. Because I feel there's an energy there of you just stepping back now and just like, that's her thing. She's going to have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Any other question, hon?
Oh, you said if I had
another question?
Okay. All right. What do you see in regards to, do you see a relationship coming for me, even though I don't want to entertain the idea based on what I went through, but I feel as if this year, I need to know what self-love is. I have given away so much of myself these last 20 years. I don't even recognize me, and I don't even treat me with love.
Well, I feel like you're regrouping emotionally on the idea that you're starting to really think about it that you haven't loved yourself and been respectful of yourself, and you've allowed other people to use you, and now you're making decisions that are really good decisions, and I feel now you're putting out that thought of intent over what you really know you desire and need in your life, and you really have utilized what you've learned, because you have learned a lot, and you're utilizing what you've learned in a much better way, and you're not letting yourself go through what you did go through, because there was a period of time there that you went through a lot emotionally that was very, very hard on you. And now I see you looking at that and going, we're not doing that again. We're not allowing that again. And I feel like that's a huge, huge, huge difference. And you're not going to accept less than what you know is right, because there's times in the past you've allowed yourself to accept less just because that's what was available.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing you looking at it and saying, well, if what's right is not available, I'm willing to wait for it, look for it, because I feel by putting that thought of intent out for the harmony, you're going to have the harmony there. It's going to work very nicely for you. It's going to be there.
Okay.
All right?
All righty. Thank you so much.
God bless you, dear. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Stacy. All right. Before we go to the next call, Greg, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
If they'd like to reach me on the web, that would be www.revgregorykeehn.com. That'd be revgregorykeehn.com. I have a website, and I have a schedule on there of what I'll be doing in the future. And for those of you that might be listening from Florida, I'll be down in Florida here shortly, within a week or two. I'll be down there, and I'll be working down there in person and on the phone. And I've had a few questions people said to me. It's like, well, you know, I'd rather see you in person. And I think we've displayed that tonight on the air here, that, you know, the accuracy is there in the sense of on the phone also. I have some people that now have really been very open. You know, they wanted to come the first time for reading in person, and now I do phone readings for them because they're great distances, and that'd be just fine. At 716-595-3529, 716-595-3529 is a phone number to reach me. Laura's my secretary, and she'd take care of setting up appointments for you. And that'd be the easy way of doing it over the phone.
Okay, very good. Okay, so what we're going to do is, we are going to, remember everybody that's listening, John Crowley is coming up at the top of the hour, medium John Crowley. So what we're going to do is we're going to go first to Summer, and then we're going to go to Lindsay, who both donated to the homeless mission. And that will probably wrap it up for Greg. So then at the top of the hour, John Crowley will be here, everybody, and we'll continue on with another probably 2 hours. So let's bring on Summer to the show. And Summer, you're calling from what state?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. All right. Thank you.
Hi, Summer. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's your question?
About romance, I ended a pretty long, unhappy marriage recently, and I met somebody new, and I wanted to see if this one had potential to be long-term, how he felt about me, or if there was somebody else that was coming in.
Well, let's start with this, dear. God bless you for getting out of where you were and what you were in, because, boy, that was just really rough on you, and I feel like you've moved beyond that. And I feel there was a mental abuse and a physical energy, too, because I kept seeing him wanting to put it on you all the time that you were the one that was wrong and created the problem. And I feel that you're now regaining a self-esteem and confidence that for a while you didn't have.
Yes.
And I feel you're regaining a huge amount of energy that you've really needed, and that's making such a difference for you to be able to regroup in your own life now. And people don't realize this. You went through such a depressing energy for a while that it was just incredibly draining. And I feel now you've learned to step back from it enough to not let it take on what it did take on, because for a while there, it really took on a lot of energy of harmfulness to you.
Yes.
I see regrouping and doing a lot better with that, and I feel it's bringing more of a calmness to you than what it ever had. And I do see a new person coming in your life, and I'll put it this way. The gentleman you just spoke of, a nice man, nice energy, and I feel with you, you have a very difficult time, quote, dating. You're really caught up in the idea of investment, and it's something there that the investment is so hard for you because you get so caught up in the idea of trying to make it all work. And I want to say, let it work. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but you don't keep trying to force it to work, because I feel there's a part of you that has tried to force things to work.
Yes.
And I want to say, quit forcing it. I do see doors open for you, and I do see you following through on it. I don't feel a problem with that at all. It's going to work nicely. I do see the new man in your life. I see two men around you, the one you spoke of, a new man coming in. I feel decisions between them in a sense of what you really like and want. But I also feel that you've been rewriting what you know you want in your life now, and to not allow yourself to accept less than that. And it's something that you're also, for the first time in your life, asking Spirit to guide you more now than you ever have.
Absolutely.
And I feel by allowing Spirit to guide you and going by the intuitive feeling, it's bringing about the balance in your life you really needed, and it's going to continue to bring the balance in more. That's going to be a lot calmer.
That's good to know, because I went through a heck of a lot.
Well, you know, I can't say on the air what you went through, dear, but you were through it, and it's a good thing you had a seatbelt on, because for a while there, that was rough.
Yeah, it was. It was. That's why when I met this new guy, I kind of messed things up because I wasn't quite ready for him yet.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's taking a step back.
Well, the step back's okay, because what I feel with you is you're really regrouping on the idea of what you ultimately desire and want in your life. You're really regrouping on all that. And it's a good regrouping. It's really very positive. It's just a matter of timing for you to regroup as to where you want to be in your own emotional state of mind. And that's coming together better. You know, that's not going to be any problem. You just need to slow down and not feel like you have to push everything so hard and so fast.
Yeah, I'm not good with patience. Once I know what I want it to happen now.
Honey, you don't have any patience.
No, I don't.
I feel an energy with you that you get really wound really quickly, and you want to make everything happen faster. And now I see you beginning to slow down a little bit, and it's like I can regroup on the idea of being more peaceful and not have all the turmoil. And that's going to be good for you. Also, on a family level, how old is your mother?
I'm not even sure. I haven't spoken to her in over a decade.
Well, I'm going to say it this way. I feel something's coming up where I feel there will be news about Mom. I feel she may have some problems with health, and you may at that point decide whether you're going to be communicating or not communicating. I don't feel it's a problem. I just see it as an energy for you that you've grown beyond the painfulness of what you used to experience.
Okay.
And I feel a balance coming of you being more at peace, emotionally more at peace, and not have all the turmoil.
Well, that's certainly good. She had to cut her out also, which was a huge part of my turmoil growing up. So I had to distance myself from her.
Well, let me say it this way. She certainly isn't the loving, nurturing mother.
No.
And I feel an energy here of another woman in your life that was around you, that was more loving and nurturing, but she wasn't your mom.
My grandma. She has passed away.
I know. She's the one here for you and wanting you to know that she's there for you. And she said she loves you very much. And she said there's a few people in your past that you're learning to love them where you can, when you can, and how you can, without being caught up in all the negative energy that they have chosen to be in.
That is true. That is true.
And I feel with her that she's not only with you, but there's a great deal of support there, and she watches over you all the time, and it's really quite a nice feeling. And I see her watching over you, and it's a really warm feeling that she's there for you. It's a great sensation. And for you to know that she's helping you and will help you, and to know that she's been there, but she'll be there all the time.
Yes,
you're
going to
dream about
her.
She's going to give you a hug in the dream. She wants to come to you, and she wants to give you a hug in the dream.
That is great.
All
I
right.
somehow thought that she brought this new guy that I was talking to, kind of brought our paths together.
Yes. I feel she brought the paths together. It's a good experience for you. You need to relax and let yourself learn and experience it and allow it to happen instead of fighting yourself.
Because, I mean, ultimately, I want a life partner. I kind of walked this earth alone. I want a life partner at this point. But I also don't want to waste my time on something that's not going to be either.
Well, this is the whole thing, dear. You have to relax with the idea of not looking at it as an investment. Look at it as something that you can really share and enjoy and to allow it to grow, because you go back and forth on it and you debate it a lot.
Yeah, I overthink a lot.
No.
Yeah.
I see you getting back on track, though. I see it as a good energy. I see you being more at peace and certainly not have all the turmoil. I think that'll make a huge difference for you. So let's work at that, and I see it working really good. Now, you just had a tire go low on your car.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I did. Yes.
Because Grandma said to me about getting a tire fixed, because she said to me, I don't want to be sitting in the car waiting for her to come back from trying to get someone to fix it.
Yeah, I did. I did just last month.
Uh-huh. Because she showed me she rides with you in the car quite often. Also, would you recognize she always enjoyed the idea of potted flowers growing things?
Yes.
Because I see a lot of that, and I see her around you, and she's helping you. And I feel you're going to settle down to a routine of having things growing in pots and enjoying it. And I felt really comfortable. That's like, I want to have that homey energy, because Grandma was a very homey energy.
Yes. Yeah.
It's absolutely good.
All right.
Let's go for it. God bless
all right,
you,
thanks,
dear.
Thanks, Summer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless. We're just rushed on time here. We're going to go ahead and let's go to Illinois and let's bring in, remember, everybody, John Crowley coming up at the top of the hour. Let's bring in Lindsay. You're on with
hello.
Ricky.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi there.
Hi, Lindsay. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good. What's your question?
I would just like to know what 2018 holds for me in regards to career and if my mom and spirit has anything to say.
Well, let me start with your mom first, because that's the strongest energy for you. I see her with you, loves you, watches over you. And she also expressed the fact that you've been dreaming about her.
Yes, I have.
Because she said to me, I've been talking to her in the dreams, and she said, for you to know that you're not always remembering all of what's in the dreams. And she wants you to realize she's working with you, and that I feel there's times you wake up with a dream and you realize that it was mom, but yet you feel times like, well, what exactly did it mean, you know? And I feel there's an energy there that she said, tell her to calm down and focus on the idea that you're beginning to put out that intent and thought. May I remember in the morning when I wake up, in my conscious mind, my dreams.
I've been asking for that.
Not only dreams, but it's like the whole guidance aspect in your life. There's a need for that. And I feel also, then she smiled and she said to me, and she says, and tell her to listen to it.
Okay.
Because you go through moods at times where it's like, oh, my goodness, when you get hit strong, look out.
It's true.
And she wants you to be a little calmer, and you're going to be more at peace with that. I think it's going to work a lot better. but I'm seeing you slowing your mind down some. Also,
yes.
What kind of work are you doing now?
I'm a healer. I do massage therapy, Reiki, and psychic readings.
Well, let me say it in this form. You recently have gone through a transition of guides where I see a guide working with you that's new, and you've been noticing recently what you used to feel, and in a sense in the past, you can say, well, if I felt this, it was a guarantee of what it is. And now you're feeling mm-hmm. the same feeling at times, but it's like it's a little bit different. It's almost like
yeah.
a whole different answer. And I feel like
yeah.
you're in that transition from one plateau to another, and you're making the changes that are really good ones. And I feel this new guide energy stepping in more and more now. So I want to say, please relax and let yourself go a little bit slower, because what you're doing is getting used to a new energy. They're getting used to your new energy, and they're going to be working with you more.
Is this going to make my ability stronger?
Yes, stronger and more accuracy. It was bothering you for a while to feel like there were times you felt like things worked either really well or mm-hmm. you felt like there was a bit of a struggle in it.
Yes.
And this woman said to me, she said, tell her that the struggling was her fighting the changes.
Okay.
Don't fight the changes. Let yourself go with what you're feeling. And as you go with what you're feeling, it's going to work very well. But there's a need to go with what you're feeling.
Okay. You said this new guide is a woman?
There's a woman, female energy. I see her with you, and I see her watching over you.
Is her name Sarah, the new guide?
Sarah, yes.
Okay. I've met her recently.
I feel very good with the energy, and I felt a wonderful feeling from there with healing. I see a lot
mm-hmm.
of healing energy with her, and I see her
mm-hmm.
being a very openly intuitive person.
Awesome.
So
does
that's
going
to open
doing...
up to you.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Does this mean in my practice I'll be doing more readings versus physical therapy and massage?
Yeah. Yeah. I
okay.
feel gradually that's going to mean more in that direction, but also, would you recognize you were having a difficult time for a while, that your fingers and hands can't take the work on such a forceful level at times?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I'm getting like an achiness or cramping in my hand, and I feel almost like a carpal tunnel type feeling.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That makes
another
sense?
Reason why I'd rather, yeah, another reason why I'd rather do more readings.
See, this is where I feel I'm not going to beat up the physical body as much, and that's
mm-hmm.
going to make a difference for you to be calmer and to be more at peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good energy. I think that's going to work very nicely. I felt
Thank
another
you.
Energy also. You've been debating this a little bit back and forth some, but where you're living right now is perfectly all right. It serves you well. But would you recognize the thought that you really have considered the idea of changing residency?
Down the road, yes. I just started my business from my home, so I have to be here for a little while.
Oh, I don't see a problem being there a while. I don't see any issue with that at all. What I felt
yeah.
was idea on a futuristic level. I want to create the ability to reach you, whether it is on the internet, whether it is through a phone number. I mean, however you want to do that. I see it set up that where if you were to change a residency, a physical residency, there would not be an issue about people continuing to be in contact and continuing to connect with you very easily.
Okay.
Okay. Got to leave it there.
Right.
We're out of time. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Lindsay. God bless you. And we're just flat out of time. We actually went over. We got another show to start. Thanks, Greg.
All right.
Give me an update.
Hey,
I hope you got
bless.
Digged out. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care, Greg. All right, everybody, redial. John Crowley coming up next. This show will now end. Everybody, redial.